This discussion has been programmed by Sahela Sekambari and is hosted by Christopher Thomas, Arts Editor at Stimulus Respond magazine.
Good afternoon, I'm Christopher Thomas. I'm here with artist, writer and academic Dr. John Cousins to discuss institutional responsibilities in the era of the globalised art system. Specifically, we will be asking, what is the role of the art mediator in transposing artworks across cultures? Now, first of all, I'd like to welcome you, John, for the second time, I think, to Resonance FM. You have participated in the Ghetto Biennale in Haiti last year, and I understand still very much involved with that. Could you please explain how that came about?
Yeah, well, the Ghetto Biennale was organised by Leah Gordon, and the artists of the Grand Ruari, the Artist Resistance. And I was invited because I'd written several pieces about Haitian culture from outside Haiti, particularly the representations of voodoo in Western culture and zombies, etc. And but I'd also had an interest in going to Haiti and finding out more about actual life and culture in Haiti. And I was invited by Leah on those grounds. I was invited actually as an academic to participate in a kind of symposium that was organised for the end of the Biennale. But when I got there, I decided that I actually wanted to be there as an artist rather than as an academic, or rather to challenge the kind of straightforward difference between those two kinds of practice. So when I was there, I didn't know what I was going to make, but I knew I wanted to make something and show it at the symposium, so a film. And so when I was there, I ended up making a short film which was shown at the conference alongside the talk that I was giving at that too.
Okay. So I suppose over the past decade, we have seen the extraordinary biennialization of the art system, to the extent that the biennial now sits on the front line of civic rebranding. I mean, I know of at least one new company that is now selling a package biennales, and they go around the world making the case for cultural tourism to the mayors of cities across the globe, and then they deliver the whole package from curating to press and marketing. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, I think you can even choose from their roster of superstar curators, which includes exactly who you would expect. Many artists still can't travel as fluidly as the culture of art can now. Mm. I'm wondering, with this very cleverly titled Ghetto Biennale, is this simply a case of three very enterprising Haitian artists co-opting these institutional strategies for essentially their ambitious marketing exercise?
Well, it's a good question. The concept for the Biennale came from the artists of the Grand Rue, and Leah Gordon, and it was in the light of the fact that the artists had a show in Miami, I believe, and they actually couldn't get visas to go and participate in their own show. So at the time, there was a language, the language of the global Biennale was kind of very well established. The Biennale system was in place. And those guys together conceived of this idea if the artists from Haiti couldn't travel to other parts of the world, why not, bring the mountain to Muhammad, as it were, and invite artists to come to a place where they ordinarily wouldn't come to, a ghetto in Haiti. And so that was a kind of basically a kind of inverted logic they were working with. They called it a Salon de Refusé of the 21st century. I mean, from the very beginning, I questioned the title Ghetto Biennale, because of the way in which it was inevitably going to play on its opposite and would somehow be caught up in the same discursive frame, therefore, which I personally have absolutely no interest in. I've never been to a Biennale in my life, and I probably wouldn't have gone to. I only went because it wasn't really a Biennale biennial, and I'm not particularly interested in that circuit. I see it as a particular strata of the contemporary art world, which I don't particularly like for various reasons, but that's personal. So I had, you know, I was already critical of it. Part of the scholarly program was part of the one of the panels was called The Critique of the Biennale Circuit. And as I sort of mentioned, I've written about before on the blog that I set up for the project. I think you should only critique something if you want to improve it. So, I'm not in a position to improve the International Biennale Circuit if it needs critiquing, therefore, you know, because I don't believe in negative critique. I think you should only critique something if you want to make it better. Otherwise, don't waste your time dissing it, because just go talk about something you do like and that you do want to improve. So I wasn't particularly involved in the discussion around the notion of the Biennale and the critique of the Biennale circuit, though it was part of the framing of the Ghetto Biennale.
I'd like to consider for a moment then what happens when Muhammad does indeed come to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And can we take as a case study perhaps for a moment the exhibition that the commercial super gallery Haunch of Venison mm-hmm. launched their current space with, in which they presented a couple of these Haitian artists that instigated the Ghetto Biennale, along with Hurst, Cal, Craig, Noble and Webster, Viola, mm-hmm. and so on. And I'd like to kind of quote, misquote, sort of quote, what Michael Glover wrote in The Independent about the Haitian artists in this show. He said something along the lines of, "Some of the less well-known artists have scavenged bits and pieces of wood and metal from goodness knows where." Now, I mention that as a kind of example of how stripped of context and transposed into the Western canon, the art object functions simultaneously as an ethnographic object, thereby kind of delivering a double whammy of commodification.
Okay, you've already touched on quite a lot of issues which I could talk for a long time about. So I'm going to just split them down, because I didn't answer the last question properly about the kind of paradox of the artists of the Grand Rue in a way using this as a kind of publicity for their own art. One of the great contradictions about the Ghetto Biennale, which I really enjoyed, was most of the international artists who were there were completely kind of generally critical or opposed to the commodification of art, the bourgeois kind of culture of high art, the art market, celebrity, not all, but many would be critical of that kind of the aspects of the certain aspects of the contemporary art world. Whereas the Haitian artists, on the contrary, are very interested in getting attention, being recognised as international art stars, or, you know, they want that attention and they would be quite happy to get it. They would have no problem being in the Venice Biennale, which is being organised now. There is, in fact, a move towards setting up a Haitian pavilion at the Venice Biennale. So there is a great contradiction between the kinds of ideologies of the artists, that international artists that were in Haiti, and the artists of the Grand Rue. Very different set of aesthetic, ideological principles at work. That was an interesting contrast, and it was something which I personally enjoyed the contradiction of. So there are a lot of contradictions. In terms of this question of the contextualization of the ethnographic object, of course, there is this question of whether or not the work of the Grand Rue artists is what kind of art it is. And there's a lot of debate around it being whether it's outsider art or art brew or primitive art or voodoo art. And of course, the issue with contemporary art as an abstract category, a generalised category, is that it's context indifferent. I mean, international contemporary art really is neutralised. And so by the time it's in that sphere or operating on that stage, it's no longer pertinent to ask about decontextualisation, because that is something you can ask of the ethnographic artefact. So it depends on your general semantics. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you thinking or describing this work as? If you're describing it as contemporary art, international contemporary art, then it can sit at the Haunch of Venice, and no problem, along with Damien Hirst or anybody else. And there's all sorts of questions you can ask about that. Why wouldn't it be international contemporary art and therefore able to exist in this context-neutral environment? And if you say, well, it isn't actually contemporary art, well, then what is contemporary art? Why isn't it contemporary art? It's made by artists in Haiti who are contemporary artists working in a particular mode, you know, using a kind of bricolage with waste materials that they scavenge from where they can. And they make kind of voodoo-inspired, sometimes slightly narrative works out of these materials that they have at hand. So the problem with the work, I think, is that it looks ethnographic. Mm-hmm. It looks primitive. And the culture in which it's made is an incredibly impoverished first world stroke, third world nation, where the artists are working under very, very different kinds of conditions than we would expect a middle-class European contemporary artist to be working. But that is the reality of how they live. And the work reflects the realities of how they live. So I think it's almost more of a class issue than a question of the ethnographic artifact. People with no money and very little resources making art is you know, that art can or cannot sit in the contemporary field. And what determines what can sit in the contemporary field is, you know, it's a very open and usually it's to do with dealers and curators who make decisions, and that's exactly what's happened. There are curators who've decided that they want to show the work of these Haitian artists for whatever reason.
I wonder then what responsibilities, if any, curators have in this context. Let's talk about economics also. Let's even talk about import-export business, if we may. I mean, Charles Saatchi in the 80s imported American art to Britain. In the 90s, he exported British art across the world. And now, in recent years, he has been importing art from China and the Middle East, for example, to the West. Now, this is easy to understand in terms of the economics of exploiting emerging markets. But is there a broader institutional responsibility when transposing art from afar into the Western canon?
You see, these questions are very difficult to answer because I don't know if there is a Western canon. Mm. I think that the notion of contemporary art now, the one constructed by the Biennale system, not solely, but generally that's part of this generalised contemporary art system. The question whether or not that's Western is very questionable. I mean, if you're a Chinese or a Korean artist, you don't think of it as Western, and it's a contemporary art. If you're from the Middle East or from wherever, anywhere in the world, you are operating on this globalized contemporary scene. So, and you get into bigger questions then about whether or not that scene is historically a product of Western culture, or which this is deep in the problematic of the category of the contemporary. I mean, for instance, I spent time in Korea doing research work in Korea where, you know, the category of the contemporary is very much associated with the Western.
Right.
But in other contexts, that might not be the case. So the contemporary needs to be unpacked, and it is being unpacked critically now by a variety of writers, you know, the recent October edition, etc. So if you frame the question in a kind of Western incorporation of poor third world artists, then you can frame it that way, and then you can ask all sorts of questions about ethics and responsibility. But if you see it as international artists, some from poor countries, some from wealthy countries, then it's a different kind of framing that you're dealing with. So the real problem is getting the work out of Haiti. You know, there is, after the earthquake, there are huge amounts of works there which need to be shipped. And the problem is who controls the shipping in Haiti, and it's the bourgeoisie who control the high bourgeoisie who control the shipping in Haiti. So it's very difficult to get the works out of Haiti into storage. They're big sculptural works, for instance. So there are all these kinds of questions, but I don't think it's about the ethics of the other.
It's been fascinating touching upon some of these contradictions. If people want to find out more about the Haitian Biennale, your blog is probably, I think, a very good place to start. How do we find it?
Well, there's two blogs. My blog is called Zombie Diaspora, and if you just Google Zombie Diaspora, and there's also the Ghetto Biennale blog. So if you just Google either of those two terms, that's where most of the information and about the Biennale is now.
Dr. John Cousins, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.